Provo City Planning Commission admin hearing, July 16th, 2025.
All right. Welcome. This is the administrative hearing for July 16th, 2025. We have two items on the agenda today. So this hearing, although we're in a different room, it works much like the Planning Commission, where I'll read in the item, allow staff to present their report, open it up to the applicant to add anything, then open up to the public if there's any public comment, and then close public comment in and make this. So we'll go in that order. The first item is Spencer Strong requests a conditional use permit for veterinary service in the SC2 zone located at 2255 North University Parkway. That's in the Carterville neighborhood. And Nancy Robeson has the staff report on that.
Okay, so this is, you can see there on the screen, it's part of a larger strip mall type thing that was built in 1983. The applicant would like to run a veterinarian slash grooming business, which is only allowed as a conditional use. It's the current zone is community shopping center, SC2, and we staff approves or recommends approval of the conditional use permit with the following conditions: that they comply with the standards of the Provo City Code 14.34.259, which specifically is talking about the conditions for veterinarian services.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I did have a chance to read through that report. The applicant, Mr. Strong, do you have anything to add to what's been said?
Unless there's questions on it. So Scent Hound's a national brand concept. We have a location in Spanish Fork. I'm a franchisee of Scent Hound. We bridge the gap between traditional grooming and vet care. So we're focused much more on the proactive, preventative approach on kind of the hygiene and wellness side for dogs. Dogs are the only animal that we service. But yeah, if there's questions, happy to answer those.
I think my only question for you is, did you have a chance to read through those conditions listed in the staff report?
I did,
Okay. Are you
yes.
comfortable with those?
Yeah, there was nothing that I had any flags on.
Okay.
No. That's just within that staff analysis, correct?
Yes,
Yeah.
exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Do we have any public or neighbor chairs to comment on this item? Okay, seeing none, I will close the public hearing for this. Seeing as how the use is a conditional use in the zone, conditions are listed in 1434.250, subsection 9, which the applicant has agreed to, I will approve this conditional use permit based on the findings of the staff report. And Mr. Strong, if you could get with Nancy and sign. The start report is just
So
there's a
just
signature
wait a moment then.
before you take off. Okay. All right. Item two, Cesar Santos requests project plan approval for a new auto sales yard in the M1 zone located at 680 East 900 South in the Spring Creek neighborhood. Now, once again, we have Nancy presenting the staff report.
So this is the location here, close to the cemetery and the train tracks. It is a light manufacturing zone. The property was built in 1954 and it's been used over the years by or as a an automotive repair. by different businesses. They're also applying for a conditional use permit to run it as an auto dealership, which is a conditional use in the light manufacturing zone. This is the proposed plan with the building, the parking recommendation, or the parking spaces, the landscaping, and we have the floor plan of the building also. And so the structure is 7,800 square feet. With 600 of that being used as office space. The required parking for automobile sales is 10 parking spaces, and they have provided 12. And the staff recommends approval of the conditional use and the project plan based on, or let's see, let me make sure that with two conditions that no inoperable vehicles are stored outside, and that the applicant completes the final subdivision to combine the bar parcel, which is in the process of gathering signatures right now.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Mr. Santos, you may need to add to that.
I'm not Mr. Santos.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm the builder, but
Okay.
yeah, so I'm Sergio Bustamante. I'm the general contractor that will be building this project to it. Not really. I mean, we've been going over every item that has come back to for corrections, and I mean, I'm feel comfortable that it's a good, addition to the city as well,
Yeah, it looks like it'll definitely be an improvement to the property with
It will
the
be
landscaping enhancements and
exactly.
the
So, I mean, I don't
okay.
really have any questions or any concerns about it. So,
Okay.
yeah.
All right, perfect. And then again, we will open this item up to public. Is there any public comment on this item?
Maybe
Okay.
it's more like a conversation. I've been
So, state your name for the record
kind of
and.
over myself. In this area, I live at the top of this hill, so I travel down 9 South every day on the bike and along here. This light is really nice. Increase in traffic. I've been told by council members to utilize the cemetery as green space, you know what I mean? And then we're like pulling in and that planning commission meeting where we're like upping the manufacturing, not business, but the bus barn, you know what I mean? And
Oh, yeah.
then the people who want to subscribe. Anyway, there's just a lot going on in Spring Creek. And I think that, right, if I'm supposed to utilize this as green space, the little babies that are riding their bikes on this sidewalk, the infrastructures, I would like to see that also utilized. I don't have a problem with updating this. I think this is horrible here, but I think that's a Union Pacific problem that I work COP with to deal with the homelessness issue and maybe improving would improve the area. And deter some of that, but I would like to see it's kind of burn question or
Infrastructure.
yes, amen.
Traffic. Okay. All right. Thank you for that. All right. So as we're approving both a project plan and a conditional use permit for this, there are conditions listed in the staff report that Nancy mentioned. And I wanted to just add to that second one that the final subdivision is recorded prior to any permits. Taken out from the city, whether that's you or the property owner, and we'll get with the owner to sign to those conditions. But outside of that, I see that this has gone through a couple rounds of CRC review, has been approved with the different departments of city staff, taking in under consideration the public comment. That's kind of a follow-up that's kind of disassociated from this project, but it's something to follow up on for sure. But I will go ahead and approve both the project plan and the conditional use permit
Nice.
as proposed for the auto sales and auto repair located at 6880 East, 900 South. And with that, that is the end of our hearing, so we will adjourn.